Now we have the sunset time for this week and the quiz answer for the last edition. Dusk is at 6:15, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, a mythical centaur was half man and what? Now it sounds difficult, but when you come to think about it, there are not many that half and half creations that we know of. And, hint hint, Greek mythology throws up most of the well-known. Yes, the answer is the top half of a man fused with the body and legs of a horse. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for the items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, a funding boost for Essex Charities Employment Service. Support for Sight has been awarded further funding from the National Lottery Community Fund for its Support for Employment Service. Over the past 5 years, Support for Sight's Employment Service, Support for Employment, has engaged with over 300 blind and partially sighted people across Essex, building confidence and skills to enable people to make informed choices about their working life and career possibilities. During this time, it has assisted 40% of those people to gain or retain employment, as well as supporting people into volunteering opportunities. In recognition of this award-winning service, which won the Visionary Connect Award in 2022, and its impact on blind and partially sighted working age people, the charity has secured a further 5 years funding from the National Lottery Community Fund, the largest community funder in the UK. Support for Employment Manager Susanna Heibel said, "I'm very pleased this service has been awarded another 5 years funding from the National Lottery Community Fund. With employment rates for blind and partially sighted people still at only 27% nationally, providing employment-related support to vision-impaired people is an essential service. I welcome the opportunity to grow the service to its full potential and ensure that every blind and partially sighted person in Essex can make an informed choice regarding their career." Susanna can be contacted by phoning 07950 945 119. And that number again is 07950 945 119. Our second item has the headline, "Promising Results of Latest Macular Research." Early results from a study assessing the effectiveness of the Valida light delivery system for treating dry age-related macular degeneration have shown promise. The Valida photobiomodulation technique uses three wavelengths of light to stimulate the layer of cells in the back of the eye called the retinal pigment epithelium to keep them healthy for longer. The LightSight 3 clinical trial evaluated the effectiveness of the treatment to slow the progression of dry age-related macular degeneration. The small study on 100 participants with early and intermediate dry macula aimed to assess the impact of the therapy on visual outcomes and early changes to the back of the eye, as well as the development of late-stage dry macula geographic atrophy. After 13 months of treatment, eyes treated with photobiomodulation using the Valida system showed significant improvement in vision compared to those who received a sham treatment. Around 55% of treated eyes experienced a notable increase in vision by at least 5 letters on the eye chart. Additionally, the eyes that received treatment didn't show any increase in a common sign of macula called drusen, unlike those in the group that didn't receive real treatment. These findings highlight the potential benefits of photobiomodulation with the Valida system as a treatment for dry macula, but more research is needed involving a larger group of patients, and that, Eurolight, is almost underway with between 500 to 1,000 patients across all stages of macula. It is hoped the study, which will take place over 3 years, will provide data which could help inform regulatory bodies as the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. Now I'm going to return you to my colleagues for more items of local news.